Tennessee's green industry going through a challenging year. Hello and welcome again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
I just want to bring some awareness to the fact that, yes, trees were part of this death and destruction that we've seen, and that we're feeling the misery of all farmers.
DeKalb County nurseryman Kim Luton of Cumberland City Nursery says it's definitely been a challenging few months for farmers statewide, and the freeze hit the nursery industry perhaps harder than any.
Unfortunately, I don't think the crop insurance has been much help to us as of yet, but hopefully some of that will come back. But it's a 2 to 3 year cycle. We're not like the row crops or anything like that where we could get back in, even though I know they're having just as hard a time. But, you know, our plants have to grow 2 or 3 years. So you're looking at a long impact.
Luton says thanks to that late freeze and now the drought, the weather has definitely pushed some nurserymen out of business, which will no doubt, she says, have an adverse effect on the local economy. The governor has already declared disasters from both weather events, but Luton says farmers are going to need much more than just a low-interest loan.
We've got a whole lot of separate issues going around, and to help with those plants that had been damaged by the freeze, we needed water. Well, the drought, from May on, that we've been in a drought. So the economic impact around here has just been huge in several different aspects of our industry. And the estimates up here have been somewhere around $100 million.
And while there has been some recovery over the past couple of weeks with those scattered showers, there's still several farms across the state that are as dry as ever. This week's crop progress report from the Department of Agriculture shows that the McMinnville and surrounding areas are still some 12.5 inches short of rain since April. Definitely one of the driest growing seasons on record. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.